This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And with it, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. A great sing-along at Great American Pub in Phoenixville yesterday.
Not the same juice today as we had yesterday.
No, that was juice. They wanted it yesterday. Yeah.
They're pulling out the lighters.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful moment.
You know, Elliot said to me...
Here we go.
Afterwards, we were talking about it. Oh, stop. Yeah, Elliot said to me, and he was like, you know, we were talking about the sing-along there. He's like, my wife always sends me, you know, like TikToks and Instagram reels of that song. It seems like it's like, you know, having a moment or whatever. I'm like, yes, Elliot. I know you're denying that the song is popular, but it's definitely, you know, having a moment.
It's like he's shocked.
Yes. Like he didn't know this whole time. The Twitter question is brought to you by our friends at Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Marks-jewelers.com is where you go. Why don't we do one we haven't done yet? How about this? Do you like the show Friends? Do you like the show Friends? What do you think the poll is at here?
Well, it certainly was a popular show, so I'm going to imagine it's yes.
Yeah, it was one of the most popular shows of all time.
But the younger generation is... could they have watched it? I don't know if Fritz actually watched Friends. I'll say...
they hate it. The young generation craps on it all the time.
I'll go 58% yes.
50-50.
Ah, 50-50.
50-50.
Okay, yeah.
The younger generation would pick The Office or... what's the other one? How I Met Your Mother was big with the younger generation. The Office was big with the younger generation. Uh-huh. What's that?
Like The Office is bigger. I think my generation likes Office much more than Friends.
Yeah, my wife has transitioned from when we first started dating. When we first started dating, all she did was watch Friends, and now all she does is watch The Office. I swear we pay for cable just so The Office can be on in our house half the time.
Yes. And especially on an 83-inch TV.
Oh,
The Office on the...
Wait till you get your... have you watched your first game?
Oh, I watched Phil's on there?
Yeah. Baseball's
on there. I haven't watched football on there. I was watching Knicks Celtics on it last night.
Oh, yeah. There go. Yeah, good basketball.
Now, do your eyes hurt? Like, do you need blue light glasses to watch it?
Dude, I love it. I feel like I'm in the game.
Now you're going to get surround sound? They, you get some speakers in the back.
Well, I got one of the soundbar things underneath it. My room wouldn't is like it's very open downstairs, so I don't think the surround would work that well. And then I said Val complains about how big the TV is. I was in the kitchen cooking dinner last night, like, and I was like, I can see the TV fine from here. And she's like, yeah, I know.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
I want to be able to see the TV from everywhere in the house.
Yes, I want to see it from down the street. I want to see it when I go over the Commodore Barry Bridge. I want to see the TV 10 miles away. So Bill Simmons was talking to Ryan Russillo on the Bill Simmons podcast, and they were talking about the Lakers and Joel Embiid. Here's what they had to say.
I think Reeves at 14 and 15, when you throw expirings with him, you could get some really good players at that point.
Can you think of anything where if you're the Lakers, you go, now I have to think about this a little bit.
Embiid?
That's something the Lakers would like traditionally do.
Talk about get out of jail free cards.
I think the Sixers would do it in a second.
We'll give you all of our expirings and a first, and we'll get you out of the Joel Embiid business. Here's your get out of jail free card right now. You don't have to deal with them anymore.
I heard Embiid was available at the trade deadline. It'd be irresponsible to not even ask. Yeah, oh yeah.
Come on.
You think it's surprising that Daryl would potentially float the idea?
I just hadn't heard that. I was excited about the info. Yeah. So, all right. That's my favorite Lakers move. All their expirings and two first round picks and they get Embiid. And Philly
just
gets.
So not Reeves.
Reeves isn't in it.
Oh, Reeves isn't in it.
He's not in it. You don't even get Reeves. We don't know if Embiid's ever playing again. I'm like, I'll take Embiid. You can have one of our first round picks and here's some bunch of expirings.
So one just. Point of clarity there. Yeah. They couldn't have traded Embiid at the deadline because of his contract extension. Mm-hmm. So now I don't doubt that. I think it's certainly possible that Daryl could have not called around about the deadline, but I don't think he would have not fielded calls, or at least he's always making calls. The question being, would you trade him for expirings and two first round picks? And I think the Sixers would do it, and I would do it too.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, I just like. At this point, now here's the couple of different things. If they don't get the pick this year, I wonder if you say no and you give it a run this year. If they end up getting one or two this year, and you do get this chance to just rebuild with Maxey and McCain and Flagg or who's the other, Dylan Harper or whatever, and you have your own picks and you have two picks from the Lakers, and then you have a clean cap sheet after all these guys expire. It's like, I don't know. I think you'd have to. I don't think the Lakers would do it.
I need Austin Reaves in the deal.
Yeah? Yeah. I don't think they would give you Austin Reaves.
Well, they can't get him beat.
Really?
I'm not doing what the Mavericks did. Basically, the Mavericks should have stripped the Lakers.
Yes, absolutely.
Anything
now,
of value.
Luka and Embiid in different situations, in that Luka's 25.
I get that. Yeah. Which is even more reason why the Mavericks should have stripped the Lakers of everything.
By the way, the Mavericks only got one first round pick.
So it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Man, I guess I would have to completely be out on Embiid to do this. Because, see, I would be. The last thing I want to do is give him, man, if we look up Spike and Embiid is in the finals playing with Luka and LeBron.
Can I tell you? Wouldn't work. Wouldn't work.
Oh, you don't think it would work? Yes.
Well, it would crush me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I couldn't even imagine him going out there and somehow remaining healthy enough to get through the damn playoffs.
Or they have a team. They have Luka who can keep you afloat.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like if you're a center who plays with Luka, you got to be able to screen and roll and screen and roll and screen and roll and run to the rim and run to the rim and run. It's not who Joel is.
Sure.
Joel's a guy who wants to hold the ball the whole time.
No doubt. Yeah.
So does Luka.
So does LeBron.
right.
Yeah.
But if you're the Sixers and you have an opportunity, it's just like that.
Wow.
My thing was.
They taking Paul George too?
Well, Paul George you can get rid of, I think. I think you can get rid of Paul George. And by the way, you have to pay somebody. So if you're rebuilding and you have like a functional Paul George,
you need
there
him for the money part of it.
Like, you know, you got to pay somebody. It's just like I always said no because I didn't want to restart.
Right.
That I didn't say my thing was always if you want to restart, then fine. But if you think you're going to trade Embiid and win now with an Embiid trade, it's never going to happen because you're never going to get a guy who gives you the chance that Embiid gives you. Mm-hmm. I'm just sort of at the point where, like, I don't think he's ever going to play enough. I just don't. It's not some big take or anything. I just don't. And I think if you're given the opportunity.
You're willing to make the trade, then
Yeah.
You really don't believe he's going to ever play enough.
No, this has been a point of contention. We don't really debate it on the podcast. Mike just has more hope than I do.
Yeah.
And Micah would always be like, well, if you don't, what are we even doing this for if you don't think he could ever, you know? And I'm just like, well, we get paid. And then, no, but because it's about the Sixers, sure. Not about Joel.
Sure.
You know, yeah. The end of the day. So.
Wow, I had to think about that one.
Yeah.
I wish LeBron wasn't there.
Oh,
I wish
LeBron
wasn't
there.
Then I might be okay with doing it.
Right.
I don't want to send LeBron any more help.
Right. Because yes. Then you could be a Laker guy again. If it's Joel and Luka.
Don't need you to point that out.
Okay.
Don't need you to point that out. But yes, you got a point there.
Yeah, you know, you could. Let's put it this way. You wouldn't hate, like.
Right. Yes.
You don't have to turn it on and go, I can't stand this guy.
I agree.
You know, you like Luka.
Yeah,
you
do like Luka. I can't even enjoy him being with the Lakers.
Right.
I can't because the king is still there.
Yeah, but once he's gone, guess who's coming back? Lakers Ike. Be getting league pass, be watching all the games. Yep. Jack, purple and gold.
Jack, would you, if the Lakers said two firsts and a bunch of expiring contracts for Joel?
Of course.
Yeah, do it in a heartbeat. Yeah.
Would you do it for one?
Yeah. Like, I'm ready to hit the reset button.
Yeah. All right.
Get the reset.
All right. 215-592-9494. Stop.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Hail us.
I hate y'all, man. All right, fellas, are you wearing that baseball hat a little too much?
Yeah, look at Spike.
You're switching it up.
I have plenty of hair.
worried about your hair failing or even thinning, right? Then the team at Glad Hair has been defending hairlines for over 30-plus years and have mastered the Glad Hair technique. Now, if you want more than just a treatment, if you want one-on-one customized care, follow-up check-ins, and ongoing maintenance, they've got you covered. It's the reason they are Philadelphia's first pick for hair restoration. Give them a call, 610-980-4000, or visit gladhairmm.com.
All right. As we live and breathe, our leadoff hitter coming up batting ninth. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hold up. Let me put this out there. Listen, ain't nobody, because it's baseball season, I took over a new position at work. So I've been doing some training in different markets. So I've been traveling. Check the call ID. I guarantee you I still call every day. So call them other top five callers y'all got. See if they calling every day. Check the call ID. Second of all, let's get one thing straight. Ain't nobody ducking nobody. People want to at me on Twitter. You ducking Ike. This ain't Duck Duck Goose. I call every day. We have back and forth. Me, Spike, I call. I don't go missing for 4 or 5 days like certain.
Why would you be ducking me?
Oh, because, you know, we got the back and forth about the number yesterday, so people thought I was mad.
Oh, no.
Is what we do.
I didn't even think of that. Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
Exactly. Come on, man. This sports, man. Certain people get mad, don't call 4 or 5 days, call themselves the best caller and all that. But, you know, not everybody can lead off. You know, certain people, you know, they try to step in. You hand them, you know, the baton, and then they just drop it. You know what I'm saying? Coming in talking about, you know, the next question. That's why it's called next question. You got to answer the first question first, buddy. But you know, that's let's get on the Lakers real quick. The Lakers don't need no two cheeseburger Eddies. They got enough with Luka. They are passing White Castle burgers. They not winning. LeBron gonna be crying.
Cheeseburger
about that.
Eddies.
You know what I'm saying? LeBron gonna be crying. Oh, cheeseburger Eddie number one, cheeseburger Eddie number two. Nah, they need somebody that's gonna keep them healthy. You know what I'm saying? And B need LeBron to go there. So you know what I'm saying? We you know, Lakers send LeBron over there to Cleveland, you know, might help y'all out. You know, I mean, to the Sixers might help y'all out. You know what I'm saying? And one more thing too. Why we always got to put our players against each other? Why? Oh, Vic McNabb, Vic Foles, Vic Hurts, Bryce Hurts. Man, we celebrating them all. I'm closing it out. All the seasons is good. 2010, 2017, 2013, Bryce Harper 22, and you know number one, number 2022. Yeah, you know that season was clean. So you know what I'm saying? I ain't putting none of them. All of them is good. You know what I'm saying? And don't ever think the leadoff hitter is ducking no smoke, y'all. My next question.
Yes.
Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
I don't remember the finale. Did Uncle Phil die?
Isn't it when he was standing in the middle and the meme when he's standing in the middle ain't nobody there?
Is that the finale?
I didn't know that was the finale.
Oh, I don't think I ever knew. I don't think I realized that. Okay. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
I remember the meme. I just don't remember the episode.
Right.
Yeah.
I think I was out on Fresh Prince by the time when they brought in that second kid, little boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was out. I'm out.
Well, that's when sitcoms, you know, it's like the last
breath. Yeah, hanging on by thread when they bring in the new kid.
Like when they brought Leonardo DiCaprio into Growing Pains. When they're like, the kids aren't cute enough anymore. Yeah. We need another cute kid.
They brought in Raven Simone for the Cosbys.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about Leo with Growing Pains. Yep. Man.
So, Abdul Carter, number 3 overall pick in the draft for the New York Giants. I feel bad for this guy in this situation. So, great player.
I'm laughing at him.
Yeah. Well, the second part is not really his fault. So, the first one is he approaches Lawrence Taylor about wearing number 56.
Pretty bold.
Pretty bold.
Pretty bold.
I want some draft pick, by the way. Hey, Doc.
Yeah.
Can I wear number 20?
Yeah. And LT says, you know, make your own legacy, blah, blah, blah. I think what Abdul Carter was trying to do was show, I think, a tribute to LT.
Yes.
I think he's trying to ingratiate himself to the Giants fan base. I can appreciate that. Mm-hmm. The second one, I feel bad for him because it really wasn't his fault. Phil Simms says publicly, after this happens, you know, I wouldn't care. He could wear 11 if he wanted to wear 11. So Abdul Carter's like, I would be honored. I would love to wear 11. And then Phil Simms is like, actually, my family said no.
Which is ridiculous. Was that Chris?
What's that? Chris Simms?
It was Chris.
Yeah.
It could have been. Or I guarantee you. Now, Phil Simms may have just threw his family under the bus.
Right.
You know, to take the blame. But would you be, if my dad's number is retired and he won a Super Bowl with this organization.
Right.
There's no way that I want some new player, I don't care how good he is coming out of college, taking my dad's number down and playing in it. So I'm saying if I'm a family member of Phil Simms, I'm like, yeah, what are you talking about, Dad?
Well, and if I'm Phil Simms.
Because then what if he's better? Like if he ends up being better, then it almost erases 11 from the record book.
Now, for a moment, what it does is there's no shortage of people who remember Phil Simms in New York.
Right.
For now.
But it does elevate him when it happens.
Yes.
Like that he becomes associated with this great new player. Mm-hmm. Maybe they have two 11s hanging up. It's double retired or whatever. But if you're Phil Simms, by the way, he's close with the Boomer and we did a lot with him in New York. He's awesome. Great guy.
Yeah.
But I also want to say,
and he doesn't deserve to have his number retired as a Giant.
But also I'd like to say, if you're going to say publicly the kid could wear your number, I'm sorry, your family can't exit. Like, now you make the kid look like
a alive.
Yeah. Now you make the kid look like a jerk now. He looks like he's thirsty, just asking every Giant if he can wear their number.
I agree. You should have just kept that to you. Either you let him wear it or you should have just kept that to yourself.
Well, let's check it. Can he wear 92? We check him with Stray hands?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Did he check in with Stray?
Is he next?
Now he's just got to pick
And his I know own. Phil won the Super Bowl with the Giants.
Yes.
But.
You don't. Yeah, it wasn't.
I mean, I guess for the Giants, you can decide what you want to do, but I don't see Phil Simms in the same stratosphere as Lawrence Taylor.
You wouldn't put him on the Giants' Mount Rushmore just for winning one Super Bowl?
I would not.
Okay.
Eli is the greatest quarterback to play for the Giants,
what
right?
What is the Giants' Mount Rushmore? Strahan, Taylor?
Yes. Well, Eli. Those Eli. Are the three.
And who was the guy that Bednarik knocked out?
Frank Gifford.
Gifford?
Could be.
I mean, that's a good
Y.A. Tittle.
Out. Jack's never liked Y.A. Tittle.
Why don't you float that one up to your old friends at WFAN? Yeah. After our little Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, you know what? Because Eli is the quarterback, right?
Yes.
It's not Phil Simms. It's, no. It's Eli. It's Eli. Eli went to two. He won two.
It's Eli.
Yeah.
Tiki?
No, Tiki, great player. Not Mount Rushmore, though.
No, but did they retire Tiki's number?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
So.
He's their greatest running back.
Yeah, he... Only recently has Tiki been back.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Got
back into the good graces
of
the
Yeah, last few years.
Yeah.
Seahorn?
No.
Exciting white Mount Rushmore for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he should be back out now.
Yeah, they do.
Because
I need a
the
poster.
White quarterback is back.
Yep. Dude, I need a poster with Seahorn, Reed, and Coop.
And Austin Reeves when we trade for him.
Yeah. And Austin Reeves.
And Austin
that's
Reeves.
Right.
Yeah.
And Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
And Cooper Flagg. Throw Ty Robinson in there too.
Sure, yeah.
Man,
get everybody.
Can you imagine how much Richie is going to love Ty Robinson if Ty Robinson plays fullback?
Man.
Oh my God!
Do you think Goddard is upset he's not in the exciting whites?
Yeah,
that's
been
actually a fair
he's
point.
He's been exciting and white the entire time.
What about Cam Jurgens?
Well, he's not exciting.
He's one of
he's
the
a
grunts.
Center,
yeah, so. Yeah. He's already with a group. He's with the grunts.
Yeah. Sure. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose who decides who gets to be in the exciting whites.
I don't know. Yeah. Not me. I know I don't get to decide it.
Yep.
But Dallas Goedert is coming back. I don't feel like that's been a big enough celebration.
We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see. We see if Elliot's
wrong again.
In a blender.
Oh,
yeah.
No, not again.
Text line. Anyway, text line brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Andrew Makuba wants to be called Drew? Okay, dude, if you say so. Isaiah Reese.
Did he purposely say my name that way?
Yeah.
Yes, because
your name's
you
Isaiah.
Shortened your name, and why can't Andrew Makuba shorten his name?
But he meant to say Isaiah, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, did he not say Isaiah?
It didn't sound like it. It sounded like he said Isaiah.
Oh, no.
That could be a battle issue. I
mean, yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah, that's a battle
I got to hear it again.
Isaiah Reese.
Yeah, he...
Andrew McCoop.
Yeah.
Isaiah Reese.
He combines
not Isaiah.
It. Yeah, he makes it Isaiah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was too swamped with the Alec Boehm.
Yeah.
Home run
tracker. Asked him to do one thing. Yeah. Guy talks. This whole thing is saying stuff. All right. What's next?
Chuck in Monterey likes the 2024 Eagles more because he thinks Jordan Mailata is Hawaiian. Alex in Lancaster.
Chuck's diversity rant.
Oscar Ray, say what the hell does that mean? I do get a diversity rant for the baseball team.
Shane Victorino, not American.
Yeah.
Yep. What's next?
Ike and Spike don't remember the details of the Super Bowl. Color us shocked. Pop culture fans that listen to the afternoon show.
We don't even know what happened.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I can't even. I don't have a comeback
for that. What's next?
There's a time for fun and there's a time for work. When is the fun? People that know Spike.
That's not a bad point. I did realize I might be a new era for me as I woke up again at 6 o'clock this morning. And now that I don't have to drive an hour and a half here, I finished my show stuff by like 7. I was like, man, I don't know what to do. I don't know anything to do. I just unpacked for 2 hours. I unpacked boxes.
Dude, I talked to Spike at 11. And he's like, I'm out walking my dog.
Yeah.
Like a normal human being. Like, he's not on the expressway. He's not on a turnpike.
Yeah, I've been driving for an hour and 10 minutes.
You're not in the car yet?
You know?
And you're trying to fight off your other neighbors.
Well, no, the dogs.
Well, I know. Yeah. It's obviously early for you in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So you can't have the problematic dogs.
No, I can't be the ones that bark at everybody first. The other dogs started barking first, so it was fine. What's next?
If you get dizzy when you see gore, get ready to be dizzy the next time I see you in these streets. Scott Fransky.
No balls.
Fransky coming after me? Narrative Fransky.
Next time I see you in these streets.
The big narrative.
Narrative Fransky. Yeah. What's next?
The kid was asking for it. Joe and New Hope.
I couldn't believe it. Joe kicked that kid right in the face. Kicked him right in the face.
That's the craziest story I've ever heard.
Yeah, just I can't believe it happened. All the kid did was say, "Hey, mister." Joe Giglio kicks the kid in the face.
Yeah, what is it? Hoka?
He wears Hokas.
Hokas?
Does Giglio wear Hokas?
Yeah.
I think Richie wears
thick
Hokas.
Soles, yeah.
I think
that's
Richie
why I call
wears
them
Hokas.
Orthopedic shoes.
Oh, yeah. I tried them. Didn't work for me. So, Jack, you have Leading Off coming up next?
Yep, finally.
Oh, yeah. Without us, you don't have to deal with us.
Exactly right.
That's exactly how he wants it.
All right, so Leading Off is...
Me and Buzz just around the horn.
Yep. Oh, you and Buzz going to do it around the horn?
I don't know. Do you think we could...
I'm going to tell you, last time y'all tried this...
Didn't work.
Buzz acted like he's never heard of around the horn.
So the inside radio story of that one is that they dropped and they weren't able to connect, and I was stressing Buzz out by asking him to come on the air while he's freaking out about whether or not the...
And he wasn't ready.
It was an inside joke for the only two people that could understand, which is my favorite kind of inside jokes.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I didn't know that happened.
Yes.
Well, Leading Off is next, then Phil's Rays, first of three. Phil's got to win another series. Got to start stacking those series wins. And then we will be back with you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.